the gospel speaks to that, to those burdened consciences. It doesn't speak to it by saying it's okay, nor does it speak to it with a word of simple condemnation. The gospel speaks by saying everything your conscience tells you about the abortion is right, but if you're hidden and found in Christ, you have already received every bit of condemnation for that abortion. You're a new creation. You're hidden in Christ. So when God sees you, he doesn't see you as the that woman who had the abortion or that man who paid for the abortion. He sees you exactly as he sees the Lord Jesus. This is my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased. And if we preach that message of both justice and justification, what we're going to do is to bring people out of hiding where they can be liberated from the accusations of the devil. And we also are making it very clear to others who are being pressured right now toward abortion, this is a safe and welcoming place for you to come and talk to us. I think that's very important.